welcome to the day before Veterans Day. Tomorrow's Veterans Day. I'm not here tomorrow. So we're going to do a...
Saturday's Veterans Day, I believe. Right, the 11th?
Excuse me, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I stand corrected.
What?
You heard me. I start the music up again. I stand corrected. It is Saturday. What I had seen on my calendar was on the 10th it said Veterans Day, and then when I went and looked at it, it said Observation, and then Saturday.
Oh.
So Saturday is Veterans Day. But I won't be here, or we won't be here Saturday either with this show.
No.
So today we'll do, we'll do something nobody else seems to do, and that's alter the programming a little bit, just so that for this 3 hours you don't forget that it's Veterans Day. Now, unlike, you know, Memorial Day, which is, you know, that's just the thing about people who are gone. Veterans Day, a veteran could be gone, could be here, could be 20 years old or 92 years old. They're all veterans.
Isn't this the Veterans Day is when the Boy Scouts go to Jefferson Barracks and put all the flags on?
I think so. And when I say 2022, you could go in at 18, get out after 2 years, you're a 20-year-old, you're a veteran. Now, before we do whatever we're going to do, and then Scott Sherman comes in here in the 4 o'clock hour. He'll help you. He'll help you a lot. He's helped a lot of people.
Oh, and Rat Boy actually was a veteran. I know I don't want to – it's tough to bring that up, but Rat Boy was a veteran. He was in the Marines.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Oh.
Stay strong, Frank.
I posted a picture of Rat Boy on our Facebook page so people can –
You didn't put in memory of or anything.
No, we don't know.
I just said in loving memory.
No, he's still missing, and kind of gave a little synopsis of the story, and, mm-hmm. and we're just hoping that he comes back.
Well said, Dan.
That we find him.
Well said. So, as I was saying, Veterans Day is a sad day, but I'm not sure I understand why it should be sad. It's sad if you think of the veterans who were killed or the veterans who were maimed. And have the legs or arms or whatever, or the faces half burned off. It's sad. I think of it more as a sad day than a happy day. Because when I think of veteran, I don't think of perfectly healthy, pressed uniform, never even been in a fist fight. I don't think of that. I think of the people who I think deserve the attention. And here's, I'll say something I've never heard anybody say. Anybody, I'll say it. Just because you're a veteran, that does not make you anybody. That doesn't make you a hero. In fact, you could be the world's biggest loser and be a veteran. Look at these veterans who kill people, mm-hmm. who go nuts and shoot places up. They're veterans, too. We're not honoring those veterans today. We're honoring the ones who are sane and got their honorable discharges. And I got to say this, too. I was in basic training with a couple of the most despicable low-life scumbags you can imagine. And I'm sure they made it through, and they did a couple of years, and they're veterans. It would be great if you could go through and pluck out all the veterans who don't even deserve to be called veterans, just like the bad police officers. You wouldn't be plucking out many, but then they can no longer say anything. So to the veterans who deserve to be saluted today, I salute you. Now, we're going to do a couple of things. Some of them are kind of sad. This song I was introduced to, I guess, about 18, 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, and it's self-explanatory. But just listen to the words, and anybody who's ever lost a young son in the military, you'll really appreciate this. And one other special one we always play. This is Private Malone.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that's shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all. I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond, and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. Buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone, who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that's shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And he told me to take her and make her my own. And I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. Too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone, who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that's shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
There might be a couple of people out there who are saying, hey, where are the jokes? Or the funny stories. It's Veterans Day Saturday. It's my last day to be with you before Veterans Day. A special salute to the Vietnam vets. I've watched, I think, 6 of the 10 parts of the Ken Burns Vietnam documentary. So to Vietnam vets, I had no idea. When I was the age that you were when you were over there, I had no idea what you were doing and what you were going through, and I don't think anybody did.
Oh man, when some of them came back, or when most of them, when they started coming back,
and they got spat on.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't know this, Limey. We had a thing called the Vietnam War, and people didn't like it, and they didn't think we should be there. A lot of protesting. Let's get out.
Right.
Stop fighting and stop letting our, you know, people get killed. And a lot of protests and a lot of protest songs. Some of them great, some not so great. And when these guys would come home, rather than like you see us do now, and you need to know this, even though you're born here, you are, as far as I'm concerned, from Birmingham, England. They got spat on and cursed at, and no respect at all. And it wasn't until just a very few years ago that some people just said, you know what, this is overdue. We have to treat them with respect. They did what they were supposed to be doing. That when you're a soldier, you carry out your mission. You don't say, I don't know, it doesn't look like a very good mission to me. You do it. You just do it. That's what they did. That's all they did.
And the draft was still going on back then too, right?
Yeah, well, that was the other thing. It was a lottery system. It was a draft. And so there were, unlike today, it's an all volunteer army, Navy, you know, Marine Corps, Air Force, Coast Guard. But then you got called with, I don't care whether you wanted to go or not. Hey, you're up. You're number 27, your lottery number. So it wasn't all volunteer, which makes it even tougher when you're serving and you didn't volunteer and you had just started a really great life. You got married, you know, if things are going great and you're yanked out of your life to go serve. And I think what I've done, what's happened to me watching this Channel 9 thing, it's recorded. I think it aired on Channel, I think. So we've recorded, just haven't had a chance to watch it. Is all I could do was think about what I was watching. And I'm thinking, right as that was happening, I was messing with my motorbike, riding from O'Fallon down the little country road and bails out in Belleville and nice breeze and when will I get to see my girlfriend? And that was my life. And I didn't have a clue. I didn't have any idea what the rice paddy jungle, that whole thing, what it really was. Until I watched this thing and I thought, holy crap, look what they were going through. They were my age. Look what they're doing. Look what I was doing. So there's kind of a guilt thing there. Maybe I should have gone there. Maybe I shouldn't have taken the other route, gone on the reserves. But at least I didn't take the Canada route. Or the fake being a conscientious objector, or fake being homosexual to get out. Or run and jump into the ministry real quickly so I could get out. I didn't do that. I knew I would, I'd do something. So I chose the reserves. And never got to see anybody in battle or anybody killed. Had people, got some people killed at basic training in Fort Jackson, but that was just accidents. Were you giving me some kind of signal, Lamy? I thought, were you telling me we have to break or something?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, good. I'm going to take a couple. We didn't ask for calls. Take a couple calls, and then we'll take a break. And before we take the break, I'm going to play you. I have about three songs that either make me want to cry or just stand up and salute. But you have to listen to the words. And one of them is fairly recent. It hadn't been around as long as Private Malone or Lee Greenwood, God bless you. It's Toby Keith's song, American Soldier. What a song. Oh, my goodness, if you've never heard it, and anybody listening goes, I don't like country music. This is not about country music. It's about Veterans Day, and I might add, of all the genres of music, nobody is more patriotic than country music. Would you agree, Dan?
Oh, yes.
Not even close.
No.
That, you know, Bono and these people want to get all involved in stuff going on in other parts of the world, but when it comes to veterans and patriot, country music. So here, let me take Paul's call real quick. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm doing okay. Hey, first, thanks for honoring Veterans Day and our veterans. Hey, I used to listen to you on the other station, and then when you left, I didn't have a computer. I didn't know what station you were going to, so October 2nd, I just started flipping through the radio dial, going from one station to another. I figured there aren't that many. Eventually, I'll come across you, and that's how I found you on KFNS.
Wow. Do you have the app?
No, I don't have a computer. I don't have any of that.
You have a smartphone?
I don't have a computer or cell phone. I still have black and white TVs and turntable record players.
Wow. Hey, we found an actual caveman in the answer call. A guy from way back before time began. Wow, good for you. That's got to be tough to do.
Well, I'd stay informed, you know, but I, you know, the most modern electronic device I have is probably an answering machine. That's probably the best invention ever. I just love that.
All right.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling is I love the report from Mike Evans that you have with his Hollywood report. And on Monday, he was talking about who's the most frugal celebrity.
And he didn't finish it.
Right.
I know.
I wanted to know who it was.
He's a baby. He got mad and he hung up. He didn't finish it.
Well, yeah.
He claims he did. He's still talking. No, he got mad. And by the way, Paul, who cares? I mean, really, I'm sorry. Who cares who the most frugal celebrity is?
I don't even.
But Dan will ask him. He'll call him and ask him. But I don't even care who it is. Most of that stuff he does like that. Which celebrity likes dogs? Who cares? it doesn't mean anything to me. But
I like playing the game, though.
I do like playing the game.
I like messing
makes
with
me feel
Mike
smart.
Evans. Yeah. I like making him mad, making him hang up. Well, Paul, keep listening because Dan's going to call him. We'll find out, okay?
Okay, ask him when he comes and he does his report today. Maybe he'll remember. And
no, we'll ask him. Dan's going to call him in a few minutes and ask him.
Yeah, I'll call him during the break.
And if not, we'll do it in the report, okay?
Okay,
all
thanks.
Right, Paul, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Wow, I'm surprised Paul has a radio and a telephone. He sounded like an Amish show from 1860 or something. All right, I do want to do one more song. And you know we can't. Can we? Do you want to take that call?
Oh, sure. He called. He called
right,
us.
I'll put him up here. Put him up here.
He called us.
But you
us.
Have to hear his theme music.
Right.
See?
Oh, yeah.
You might have to chat for a second.
Oh, boy. See, he knew the name was on the screen for a long time.
Well, he was. He could have
pulled up the thing. I know.
Too.
It's gonna take. This is gonna take some time.
Yeah.
I don't think he can hear us now. Do you think he's gonna make it, Limey? He can't hear us now.
No.
You Limey? Think he's gonna make it? Yeah.
Oh.
50-50.
Yeah.
Like right now, for example, 50-50. Where we're waiting for somebody's theme song.
Oh, 30-70.
And we've been waiting for like 3 minutes. Hey, folks! Guess what? It's time for. Norman, my goodness, twice in 1 week. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Now, Dan said you called us. What can we do for you today?
I can play 76 to Zeus Led to Victory. Should be neat if some of us can get 76 kazoos together. Play 76 kazoos for Music Men.
I
get it. Yeah.
Mini opera.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So. All right. I guess we're going to hear it. That's a great kazoo. Where do you find those? I want one just like
Cracker it. Barrel.
There's a better. Yeah. Is this the whole musical? Sounds
I
good.
So. All right.
I was watching the musical. What brand? Do you know what brand kazoo that is you're using?
No, it's a kazoo I've had for some time. I got from a dollar store.
It probably cost
Jamestown
about a dollar.
Jamestown Mall years ago.
Yeah. Where? Jamestown Mall?
They're shut down now.
Oh, they've been shut down for a long time.
Well, that's a great kazoo.
Wow.
That's a good one. You got a good one. You got a good deal on that.
Yeah.
Now, you're not a veteran, I'm guessing, are you?
No. Something else. My dad, when he was alive, years ago, he joined the Marines. He ran away from home. Mean uncle was beating him with chains. He got tired of it.
Yeah.
He went and joined the Merchant Marines years ago.
Yeah, I would too. If I were getting beaten with chains, I'd join them.
He traveled around the world twice.
Wow, good for him. Good for him.
So if he was. If he was alive, he'd be connect with the VA.
Yeah, he would be. Well, good for him. Good for him. Is there anything? Is there anything else, Norman?
Like I say, God bless all the vets out there.
There you go. All right. Well, that's nice. Thank you, Norman. All right. An acknowledgement. Norm acknowledging my thank you goes like this. Yeah. So, Dan, if you say thank me, I'll just go.
Okay.
And that'll be called a Norman. You just go, you just did a Norman on me.
Okay. Yeah. I want to thank you, Frank.
That was Norman. He's a special listener. And from what I understand, I've actually had a couple people email me. Go, what do you let that guy on there for? Because it makes his life.
Yes.
It's the highlight of his life. We've heard that from relatives and people who know him. He lives with his sister in Sullivan, and if he wants to come on here, he can come on here.
Plus, he has incredible kazoo skills.
Yes, he does.
Understatement.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Dan Strauss. His kazoo is the Dan Strauss harmonica of kazoos. That'd be the best way to put it. Now, I know we have to do some commercials and stuff, because I do this Toby Keith thing first.
Yeah, of course.
So I don't know this song as well as I know a lot of country songs, but I know it.
Hey, and the Private Malone song?
Yeah, we just played it.
Johnny Holsom sent me a text from the Well Hungarians, said that song was written by a St. Louis guy.
Does he know the name?
I do know.
Tell Johnny to stop sending partial information. If he's going to act like he knows so much, he needs to know the whole thing.
I know.
All right, one of my favorite country singers, and I have a few. This is Toby Keith, and please listen to the words. Please.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier,
Toby Keith. Saw him in concert at what I still call Riverport. I don't know what you're supposed to call it. Oh, Hollywood Amphitheater. Hollywood Steel Amphitheater. And he put on a great show. It's American Soldier. He has done something like 40 or 50 overseas shows for the troops, like Bob Hope used to do. So is Kid Rock. I can name you 10 or 12 country people. How many rappers do you think have gone over to Afghanistan?
No,
it's not actually. Not even a question. It's not even a question. It's more of a joke. How many hip hop rap artists go over there voluntarily and entertain the troops? Would the troops even be entertained if they brought that crap over there anyway? Probably not. Maybe just as well if they don't go over there. The heavy metal rockers, the hard rock and rollers. I never see footage of those guys over there. Country music. And Gary Sinise, who's an actor. Now, that guy, there's a straight shot to heaven for that guy for what he's done.
Well, and he also has the Lieutenant Dan Band that's actually very good, and they go out and they do a lot of concerts, and it's all for veterans usually.
Yeah.
And he's gone over, I believe.
I guarantee he's gone over there. So, happy Veterans Day. That's not even the right greeting for all of you veterans. There ought to be something better. Happy Veterans Day. Don't we need something else? What else could we say?
I don't know.
Enjoy your Veterans Day?
They might not enjoy it. They might be all crippled up. Maybe they're still third-degree burns or something. They may not enjoy it. But
I just think it's Happy Veterans Day is fine.
Okay, we'll stick with that. Yeah. Unless we think of something better, and then it'll catch fire, and the whole country will do it. Happy Veterans Day. You going to be able to get John Landoff on?
I have sent him a text. I haven't heard from him, but I'm going to try and call him.
I tell you what, I'll do a little business. We'll break away. We'll try to get him on here. And then if we have time, we'll have a Burke segment. But there are a couple things I really do want to play today. Scott Sherman is in the 4 o'clock hour.
Johnny Holsom sent me a text back and said, Tom Shepard.
I hate it when people know everything. He actually does. John Landoff's dad was a Marine. It's never past tense. You're always a Marine. Mm-mm. And I completely forgot what we decided to do here. Oh, I'll take care of some business while he tries to get John on the phone. The business of Amini's. Amini's in Chesterfield Valley, which I pass every day. I pass that Amini's every day. I see the parking lot. I see how many. We ought to develop some sort of system where we can take an instrument, like a radar gun, and point it at cars and know which ones are driven by people who are aiming the PM. Like put a chip in them or something. I actually think that's a pretty good idea. And we'd be able to read in traffic, that person's aiming the PM. And you don't flip those people off or get mad at them because they're aiming the PM. Actually, you shouldn't do that with anybody. I'm just kidding. Amini's. I do go by it. I do go in it. Our light hanging above our dining room table. We bought it at Amini's. We bought it at Amini's. There's a station in town where if you let the air personality advertise for you, according to a couple of clients I've talked to, part of the deal is you have to give them whatever it is you sell free. In other words, Danny O'Day at WKJERK won't speak for you unless you go to Danny O'Day's house and load him up with some patio furniture. And it's his. That's their deal. It's not my deal. I pay for things. And we bought the patio furniture and a light for the dining room table and a electronic dartboard for my son for Christmas a few years ago. I have bought shuffleboard material, pool table material, a pinball game, I think a lamp. Yeah, we've covered most of the store. We haven't been in the rug. We haven't got anything from the rug department yet. We're okay with rugs. We have plenty. But they have beautiful handmade and machine-made rugs. From a couple of $100 to a whole lot more, depending on your taste and your budget. It's Amini's. It's a hard store to describe. Check their website. I'll give you the website address in a minute because there's always something going on. It just may very well be maybe savings on whatever it is you're looking for right now. They're in Chesterfield Valley, in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, with that copper dome. Aminis, Amini's.com.
All right, we're going to get a look at traffic. Before we do some traffic, though, I want to say congratulations to my girlfriend's son. His name is Ryan Massey. Ryan Massey, Sandy, my girlfriend's son, got his PhD today.
Well, what did you just call him?
Ryan Massey?
No, it's doctor.
Doctor.
It's doctor.
That's Dr. Massey.
Yeah, you bet it is.
And you know what doctor means in Latin? Teacher.
Ah.
Yeah, so that's why that's the
doctor. Hope he doesn't use that doctor thing all the time.
Yeah.
They kind of show off.
Yeah. So he is now Dr. Massey.
Yeah. And Ryan. Let's just call him, I'm just calling him Ryan.
Ryan.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Ryan Massey. Yeah, he's a teacher.
I was going to do that. I was going to go for my PhD, but I thought, nah. I changed my mind.
He's a teacher at Maplewood Richmond Heights High School.
Well, wow, you still have a lot to talk about. You're a teacher.
Well, yeah. Oh,
broadcast
yeah, we
instructor.
Talk. Yeah, we talk all the time. I'm on the same level as he is usually.
Except for the PhD thing.
Yeah, that gets in the way. Yeah. All right, we're going to check traffic right now with Tori Lyons. Tori.
Traffic is brought to you by Staples. Southbound 270 at Ladue. Looks like they may have cleared that accident from the right shoulder. You do have heavy traffic from just south of Page. You're backing up westbound 64 near McKnight all the way out to 270. Construction backups northbound 55 south of US 61, southbound 141 at 44, and southbound 55 south of Illinois 143. Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products. Now save 20% off print and marketing services. Service orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusion supply ends 12/2/17. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Lodge Morning Show in the afternoon.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now, save 25% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusion supply ends 12/2/17.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino, St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best. Only at MyBookie.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best only at MyBookie.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Business needs can change in an instant, from increased workload like year-end projects to staff absences over the holidays. Account Temps can help by providing accounting and finance professionals on a temporary or project basis, whenever and wherever you need them. Call today, Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
This is our Veterans Day show. Dan was not in the service. Limey was not in the service. Were you in the Royal Air Force or something?
No, sir.
Okay, just checking.
I was in the Territorial Army, which is kind of like the military for kids in England.
That's usually in this country, Dad, isn't it? When you're like a really bad kid, they send you away to a military. You're going to military school.
I know.
So you were a bad kid?
No, I wasn't a bad kid. I think it is, I can't remember the name of it.
Mandatory,
over here.
No?
No, it's a group. You do rifle training over here.
Cadet?
No. Come on, Trevor, you can think. I'll come back to it later.
It's, no. You do right.
My little sister did it. Come on, they do it in college. ROTC. Thank you.
That's okay.
The ROTC.
Yeah. So that's sort of what you were in.
Mm-hmm.
Only in England.
Only in England. Yeah.
And it's called. It was called what?
ROTC.
The TA. Territorial Army.
The same as ROTC here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is Veterans Day, and you know, I've never had anybody email me and say, I don't like it. You talk about that. It's okay to acknowledge it, but tell a bunch of stories and stuff. Don't email me with that. I'll just delete it if you do. It's once a year, for goodness sakes. It is Veterans Day. Right now, to me, it's more important than anything. Rather than it ever was before, is what I meant to say. Because of, I think, the way the veterans are not taken care of. And my dad was a World War II vet. Counterparts, people my age, are a lot of Vietnam veterans, and I never saw any combat. But I will tell you, if you go to just even basic training, there's no way you cannot have stories. You just do. And I'm not in any way. I would never compare them to the horrible stories that men and women who actually saw battle could tell. That's not the point. The point is that the military environment is just an entirely different life. And I think I would have made a terrible career soldier. I don't have what it takes. I just don't. I know I don't. I mean, I barely got through the 2 years. Basic training, I just thought, I'm never going to make it through here. I don't know how many more times I can stand this guy coming in here banging on the trash can, waking us up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Stop it. I like to sleep late. Forget it. You do what they tell you, the way they tell you. And normally, by the time I'd just be getting up, I've already been up 2 hours, and you're marching in the mud to the rifle range. I like rifles, and I like to shoot, but for goodness sakes, how about let's sleep till 10 and we'll go shoot?
I was so close to signing papers to going into the Air Force. And I decided.
I think you'd have done well.
In the Air Force?
Yeah. You'd have gotten in the USO and done comedy or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. I say that not knowing what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I keep looking at the clock because I don't want to do anything. I'll tell you what I could do here. We could take some calls. I just want to say hi to my grandpa. He's a veteran. About 3 or 4 of those in the audience would get tired of those. But if you'd like to chat for a second about anything, and I need you to know this number anyway, because Scott Sherman is coming in the 4 o'clock hour. And I want you to have this number to be able to call him, because he can really help you. But he can only help like 4 or 5 people in an hour. So if you'd like to be one of those, then make a note of the number or use it to call now. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. Why do I hear somebody talking? Do you hear that?
That's Dan. He hasn't turned off his mic completely.
Dan,
he's on the phone right now.
Yell in your microphone. Say no, leave it like it is and say something.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Really?
Yeah. We're not supposed to be able to hear you. That's why we heard you talking on the phone when I was trying to... Brand new facility. Now we don't hear you.
Okay, now?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so
my microphone is... Okay, hold on. My microphone was turned off, but then I can turn it down. I'll have to turn it down every time.
So the problem was Dan Strauss.
Yeah, thank you.
It's off.
That's supposed to, okay, well, hold on. Let me turn it off.
This is some of that newfangled stuff.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
No.
No.
Okay.
All right, now you know what to do.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Well, that was great. Let me talk to John real quickly. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, I haven't listened to you guys in a while. It sounds like things are going pretty smooth.
Things are going very smoothly. Thank you. Except for Dan. Things are going the same.
This is John from Texas. How's everybody doing?
John, let me see how everybody's doing. Limey, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, John.
Dan, how
Texas.
Are you doing? Dan's on the phone. John from Texas.
Good.
And Tim's doing well, except today he's our newsman. He's having knee surgery today. So there would normally
be... Limey's still with you?
Limey's right
I
here.
I am.
Limey's right here.
Just kidding. I'm sitting up in a deer stand waiting for a couple pigs to come by. Have you ever had anybody call you from a deer hunting stand?
Actually, we have. We've had from a combine and a deer stand and Afghanistan, different kind of stands spelled differently. No, we have from all of those places.
There you go. Good.
Not often. So.
No, it really is. How are things going?
No, they're going well. They're going really well. We have a brand new studio. We got a great bunch of people backing us and behind us, not working against us, and it's good.
Well, good. Well, that's all I have.
I didn't think you're supposed to talk in a deer stand. Can't they hear you? Aren't you supposed to be quiet?
I've got the windows closed. There's been a real big, I think it's probably part domestic pig that I've seen the last couple of days that I want to take it out.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
You bow or rifle?
Today's a rifle. I got an AR up here.
No. All right. Very nice. You'll get him. You'll get him. All right. Thank you, John.
Thanks. See you now.
John's going to be having a lot of bacon. Up shooting pigs.
Nothing better than fresh bacon.
Fresh? You ever go to a pig roast where they over the spit?
Oh my God! It's gorgeous.
It's the best. It's the best. I tell you, what we're gonna do. We're not gonna be able to take a lot of calls. We'll continue to take a couple. Scott Sherman coming in. Make a note of the number again. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-TALK. I'll just take a couple calls. We'll get the songs in. Let me get Bill here. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hi, Frank.
What's going on?
Hi, sir. I served in the Army from 79 to 83. I went to Korea, went to Germany, went back to Korea. I've always felt the way you feel, that I don't deserve the honor of actually being called a veteran.
Well, I think there's a difference. There's a difference in levels here. You do. You were in and you left the country and were stationed other places. You absolutely deserved. But I know what you're saying.
But it was all peacetime.
Right. I know what you're saying.
The term veteran should be reserved for the people who served our country and lost their lives or at least risked their lives.
Well, there ought to be two.
I have risked my life.
I think there ought to be two levels. Maybe this would solve it. There's veteran and there's combat veteran. Okay?
Yeah.
Now you're talking. The guy who sat in an office with a typewriter is still a veteran. All right, the guy who helped load shells before they shipped them, he's still a veteran. The guy who worked on the helicopter before the pilot took off, he's still a veteran. But combat veteran, somebody who actually got into the you-know-what and was in the thick of it, I agree with you, Bill. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
Bye, Frank.
I don't expect people to understand the guilt thing where somebody just like you, same age, same town, same neighborhood, same place in life, goes over and comes back with no legs or dies over there with his guts hanging out. And, you were over here or you were in the service doing something else. It's almost like, It's stupid, actually, to think like that.
That's survivor's guilt, I think they call
it. But it's stupid, really. But I still have it. We were somewhere 2 weeks ago, and they said, we'd like all the veterans to stand up. I didn't stand up. They didn't want, branch by branch, Air Force, stand up, Army, stand up, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, stand, I didn't stand up. I applauded the whole time, but I didn't stand up. But I'm the only person that feels that way. I need to do business, right, I believe?
You got plenty of time,
the
sir.
Business of, let me take a call, quick call, then I'll do it. Let's do that. Billy, put Billy on here. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Very good. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Three quick things, maybe I can get them in 60 seconds. First of all...
Oh, you got more than that. Go ahead.
On Mike Evans. He does a fantastic job on that Friday sports segment. He is very knowledgeable.
And I haven't heard it yet, but that's what I hear. He knows sports. He does.
Yes, he does. He more than holds his own against the professional sports broadcasters there.
Okay.
Secondarily... If you could put on Sergeant Barry Sadler's...
Oh, don't say anymore. No, don't say anymore. It's already next. It's the next one coming up.
You're joking.
No, because Limey had never heard it, and I called him and I said, look, here are the things...
Hey, I'm psychic.
Yeah. Limey had never heard it, and I said, okay, look, I called him and I said, get these things together. I know you don't know some of this stuff. And one of the things I said, pull Barry Sadler, Battle of the Green Beret. So I came in here today, and off the air, he looks at me and goes, I like that Green Beret song. I really like it. Well, I really like it.
I do. It's a very good song.
Yeah. So
and
you are.
Final thing.
Yeah.
That might take maybe 15 seconds. You have a sound bite from a little girl who asked the questions. Are you serious?
Oh, we've used it.
Are you serious?
There it is, right there. Yeah. Yeah.
You know where that originated from? Whose show and whose segment? Don't you?
Yeah. Carpe diem, the king.
That's correct. You know the story behind that. She missed out. She wanted.
Oh, no, I know. I heard the whole thing. I remember.
You heard the whole thing?
He worked with us when it happened.
I will not repeat it then. I just thought that was great. He got a lot of mileage out of that for a few months he did, and people were calling in requesting.
He's still getting it out of us now, with that little piece of it anyway. See, we help so many people. Hey, Billy, are you a veteran?
Yes, I'm one of those... typewriter pounders. I was a non-combat veteran.
Yeah, we're supposed to still feel equal, but I don't. Billy.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Billy, thank you for the call.
Anytime. Have a good one.
You too.
Hey, I know we're running short on time, but Brenda on line one has some very good advice for a lot of people out there.
Yeah, well, let me talk to Brenda. Brenda, can you give this advice in about 1 minute?
Oh, sure.
Go.
Hey, if you have an Alexa or Echo, all you have to do is say, Alexa, play 590 The Fan, and she plays it, and it's loud and clear.
Get out of here.
No.
Wow. Alexa.
To it every day.
Alexa or Echo. Just say Alexa or say Echo, play 590, loud and clear.
590.
Yeah, I had
590, play 590. Wow, good.
590 The Fan.
590 The Fan, that's what you say to her.
I had to leave the room. Tell you that because every time I was trying to tell Dan, she kept turning you on.
All right, you're turning me on now. Brenda, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, we're included.
Pretty
with,
cool.
With Alexa. I don't have one of those things because I don't have Wi-Fi, AT&T and Charter. For goodness sakes, can't you just run one line out to my house, please? Is it that big a deal? Johnny Londoff is busy. Hope he's selling cars. I think he is. I think no matter where he goes or what he does, he's selling cars. Because when you put your hand out and go, hi, I'm Johnny Londoff. Right, you've kind of all right there made a, it's like a sales pitch because you're thinking to yourself, oh, his name's Johnny Londoff. He's a car dealer. He sells Chevrolet. And you start thinking about cars. So whether he's even at work or trying to make a sale or not, he really is at work, even if he isn't. And he is trying to sell just by his name. You know, when your name's on the dealership. And you just say, hey, Johnny Londoff, nice to meet you. That's all you say. That name is stuck in your head, which means the dealership is stuck in your head, which means a car or truck is stuck in your head. And you know where we want you to shop. At least include it. At least include a trip to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They're in the same place they have been for, I always have to do this, for 57 years. North County, off 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit. And you can find out a whole lot of stuff about them, and a lot of people do on their website, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, there's nothing better than getting a great shave, and I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged